out outside of work sometime. That is not considered harassment?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I suppose, I don't know who would consider that to be harassment. I mean, that's a pretty tough argument
says,
to make.
No, I have a boyfriend or I'm not interested in you. You keep going.
Say, well, then you're fired.
Right. Yeah.
No more Panthers logos for you.
Does my shirtless pick change your mind about wanting to have dinner with me?
Oh, that's so creepy. All right. What you just heard just now, aside from Julie, thank you, Julie, was the Bernstein and Golf Show. And guess what? We didn't do that whole hour. Every once in a while, this will happen for you. We'll just hang out with you for an entire hour and then we'll come back and take your phone calls. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You're listening to the Bernstein and Golf Show on 6.
Celebrate over 20 years of America's biggest rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Live in concert, presented by Hallmark Channel. December 28th, two shows, 3:30 and 8 p.m. at Allstate Arena. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or charge by phone. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious, engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knauss.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Chicago Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, and the first four games between the two were decided by one goal. Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. Bears head coach John Fox spoke to the media today, and despite a terrible performance by his team on Saturday, he said there were positives to quarterback Mitch Trubisky's performance.
At the end of the game, I think, when you go back and you look at the tape, you go through the mechanics, you go through the decision making, there was really a lot of good that Mitch did.
Sure, Bears take on the Browns on Christmas Eve. The NFL says they will continue with the investigation of Panthers owner Jerry Richardson, even though he plans to sell the team. Bulls are 5-0 since the return of Nico Mirotic. They'll try to make it 6 tonight when the Sixers come to the UC. Joel Embiid won't play in this one. He's sidelined with back issues. The Bulls' Lauri Markkanen also having back spasms all week. He'll be a game-time decision. Blackhawks take on Dallas on Thursday. Patrick Sharp expected to be a healthy scratch for that one. Today, Patrick Kane was named the league's first star of the week. Kane with four goals, two of them game winners this week. Hawks also reassigned Ville Poca to Rockford. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. And the Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery located on Illinois Street in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
This segment is brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. Brought to you by your local Ford store. Some news here. Judy Batista of NFL.com tweets that Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson is stepping aside from day-to-day control immediately to focus on the team's sale. Tina Becker, 20-year employee, will be COO with full control of the organization effective immediately. So no waiting around, no more face of the organization. And when you hear Jerry Richardson stepping aside to focus on team sale, no, stepping aside to focus on stepping aside.
Yeah.
Is what that is.
Yeah. The lawyers and the attorneys will handle the team sale. He has the veto power though, right? I thought I read that he is the one that has to approve the sale. So it's about the NFL vetting, people's financial backgrounds, their, you know, legal backgrounds. And you show that there's nothing that's going to up and jump and bite them 3 or 4 years down the line.
I would love to see the look on his face if the winning ownership group is P. Diddy and Steph Curry and Colin Kaepernick. I do not approve of this.
It's not going to be
Miss Vito, I veto.
I'd love to see it, but it's not going to be that.
Oak Forest and Keith, you're on the score.
Oh, hey, guys. I don't know if this is possible or not, but can't the NFL just say, okay, here's your $200 million franchise fee that we let you buy in. Set aside X amount of millions of dollars for the upcoming lawsuits and take the money that they sell, the extra profit, and actually donate that.
Hey, come on.
Right.
Come on, Keith.
Sure.
Keith, come on. Keith, cut it out.
Come on, Keith. Keith, come on. You know, when the
donate.
When the NFL wants to make it look like they're donating money, all they do is slap a color on a product and profit off of it.
Keith, they're still making the military pay for their presence at their games.
No, they're paying the military.
Oh, right? Is that? No, yes. I thought.
No, they're buying the military. Oh,
it's the breast cancer awareness that where they get still getting like 60% of the profits.
Yeah,
right?
And then don't forget the domestic violence arrangement where they created their own umbrella charity that doesn't even exist, so they could sell stuff with those ribbons.
That's a good thought, though, Keith.
Hey,
your heart's in the right place.
Yeah,
you're just not a billionaire owner.
It's nice of you to think that way, but that's not how you make $1 billion.
All right, so Dan,
yes,
trying to figure out. What's a catch? What's not a catch?
No.
Because if I didn't see one last night, then I don't know what I'm watching. I don't know what I'm watching guy, though. I'm not the guy that enjoys this conversation, bitch about this.
I immediately said no catch.
Did you really?
Yeah. You didn't have it. It's not a catch.
What do you mean you didn't have it?
It didn't. It hit the ground. It moved.
One knee.
Didn't matter.
Let me finish.
He was not a ball carrier.
One knee equals 2 feet. He had possession.
Yep.
If the ground can't cause a fumble, how can it dislodge?
It's not a fumble.
And
it's causing an incomplete pass.
But hold on. If there's supposed to be from ground to infinity an invisible barrier that the goal line extends upward.
Because he was not a ball carrier yet. He was not established. I totally get what you're saying. Were it not a pass,
they've simplified the rules just for this.
I agree.
With the toggling of the football and is it the movement? Because the ball can move, you just can't lose control of it.
Were it not a pass, that's a touchdown. But the fact that he was in the process of completing
he made a football move, turning. He turned on that knee. The football move part of it makes it a catch. If he catches the ball and just falls backwards into it, that's not a football move. He pivots on his right knee.
By the letter of the law, he did not complete
the process of the catch. He caught the ball. The football move part.
If he
would have got dusted at the goal line with the football move, if Malcolm Butler if McCourty comes across and decks him without the ball jostling, but he's still on his knee pivoting, that would have been a fumble. It would have been a fumble. So in that, Ryan Clark and these dudes are arguing.
There was a play in the Bears game that was like that too early on. There was the Kendall Wright play that I thought for sure was a fumble, and they said no football move. To me, in real time, it looks like he still, by their letter of the law, didn't complete the process of the catch. Either way, let's hear how it was described on all sides. These are the calls from New England and Pittsburgh. It's CBS, it's WDVE, and the Sports Hub. We'll do this like Akira Kurosawa and have all sorts of different angles of the same.
Will we go back to Oaxaca? You mentioned Kurosawa.
No, that's Mexico.
Oh, my bad.
Kurosawa was the director of Rashomon, Seven Samurai, where you have the same thing that occurs from multiple perspectives, so we could find out what really happened.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh! Jesse James!
Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
Would you believe that? The Steelers leapfrog back ahead with 28 seconds to go.
What a throw by Ben. How about Jesse James lays out, catches that ball, falls in the end zone. Unbelievable.
He's down, but no one touches him, so he's going to get in the end zone. This is going to stand unless he gets touched.
No, he's in. He never got touched.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think this is Destiny's team.
So now
they're replaying it to make sure he got in the end zone. But nobody touched him. He caught it, fell down, reached out. The ball's in.
Nobody touched it.
Tony Corrente.
Previous play. We'll go under review.
He brought it down, but as he dived across the goal line, the ball came out.
This is like the Des Bryant,
so
they've got to
decide whether he made the catch. Watch the ball bobble right there. Both hands are on the football. Did he complete the catch all the way to the ground and through?
No one touches him. That's going to stand.
I don't know why this is taking so long to review it, because clearly Harmon's nowhere close to him. Unless they're looking at the football, did it wiggle or anything to the ground? It well looks like a touchdown to me.
Well, what's it feel like down on the sidelines?
Feels like winning, baby.
He's in. And, of course, he ironed the sky back in New York.
The only thing that scares
me. That ball moved, bud.
The ball moved when he landed in the end zone. Now, that's a catch. He's got it in his hands. He's reaching. But it ball, you know, they've called crazier non-catches this year. So that's they're watching this too long. This is a little worrisome to me.
So there was.
Like, to me, that's a bang-bang football play. That's a touchdown.
That's a touchdown from my perspective.
If we're going to take these type of touchdowns away from this league,
are they looking at the football possibly losing control here?
Oh, that's what it is, Jim. They don't think he caught it. Oh, boy.
When it goes to New York, you know what they do? They open up the rule book.
Yeah.
And they go to Chapter 6, Article 3, Line 7. Okay, let's see what it says about being a catch. Logic for what's a catch and not a catch is gone.
So, I think here's Tony Corrente, and this is mighty, mighty big.
This is huge.
I mean, it's only a decision that might be the difference between hosting the AFC Championship game or not. Who knows?
Is it a touchdown or is it
After
not?
After reviewing the play, the receiver in the end zone did not survive the ground. It's an incomplete pass.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll be Pittsburgh's ball.
Believe
second
it.
Down and 10 at the 10-yard line. Game clock is correct, and we'll start on the next snap.
All right. Like I said, they went to New York. They went to Park Avenue, and they went to the rule book, and they went by article, chapter, article, line 3. That's a shame.
Based on the rule, I think they made the right call, but it's just a backbreaker for Pittsburgh. Now you get in that huddle, Ben Roethlisberger, and you tell your guys, doesn't matter.
I knew that. You know what? I had a feeling they were going to call that. He dropped it. Well, you know what?
His knee was down. I mean, I don't know.
You know. What's a catch anymore? We don't know.
And I agree. I think, you know, based on the premise, you know, when you see it, you say that's a catch. But according to the rules, and it's not unprecedented.
That's a catch. The man catches the ball, and he's extending the ball over the front edge of the goal line. That is a catch and a touchdown. National Football League.
He's right.
See, I think that the opinion we heard immediately before then is it's a silly rule. It's the Zach Miller rule.
Mm-hmm.
That by the letter of the law, if you are in the process, it doesn't matter where you are. Because you do not have the ball until you have the ball.
How many times
until you finish having the ball?
How many times do we see a guy turning that corner? And I know he's not a ball. The difference between a ball carrier and a pass catcher. But just walk with me here.
Okay.
Turning that corner, and all he's doing is trying to touch the pylon. The ball the ball sometimes flies out of
not
his
Benny
hands.
Benny Cunningham.
Yeah, right.
We saw that again.
20. Yeah, we did. But the ball may touch the pylon, and the ball may fly out of his hands, but the moment it touches it, you're good to go. For me, when he pivots on the knee, he became that guy looking for the pylon.
I still saw him in the process of making the catch because of how they define that process. If you are going to the ground as you're making the catch.
What bad can come of it if that's a catch going forward?
Oh, I don't
what
disagree.
I'm just saying,
nothing
what precedent is set where you're like,
that's exactly
the Jesse James rule. I'm just asking. Because this happened because of Calvin Johnson at Soldier Field, right? So now you've got, what's a catch? What's not a catch? The Des Bryant play, catch, by the way, in a very big moment, a playoff moment for them on the road. Catch. This moment, home field advantage. Now, by the way, I still think Pittsburgh is a better team the New England after that game, even though they're going to have to find a way not to put Sean Davis on Rob Gronkowski. Dude, I have never seen someone get – you hear people get picked on. Oh, they're going to go over there because the rookie's over there, or they're going to go over there because a guy got hurt. And oh, look at them. And sometimes I think, ah, that's just where the formation was saying go to, or the play was getting ready to be called that way anyway. Sometimes you get caught up in that broadcaster. I don't believe you. They threw to Rob Gronkowski four times on one drive.
I would throw it every
time.
The
same guy was in man coverage each time. Sean Davis was out there getting work. Like, this is another thing, by the way.
Give him a fly swatter. This, give him something.
A two-point conversion where it's just like, come on, man. My entire jersey is dirty because of you. But another thing, Rob Gronkowski shouldn't have been on that field either. Like, not only did the Pittsburgh Steelers get screwed in the game, they got screwed before the game because Rob Gronkowski should still be suspended from what might have been one of the two or three worst acts of violence this season has had. Including the Ryan Shazier hit.
Completely superfluous.
No, I know, yeah.
Useless.
Yeah.
And come Ryan on. Shazier, by the way, was at the game.
He was sitting up, and he like pushed himself up. Like, I don't know
could
if
you
it was
see?
Leg action there.
Yeah, nobody was addressing that.
Yeah.
No one's still addressing that. But the fact that he's out and around.
Yeah, you wouldn't send somebody out that's
is better
paralyzed
than
this early, right?
I don't know.
If somebody was paralyzed below the waist, would they be allowed to move around this early in the rehab process?
Maybe the surgery just didn't work, and they know it didn't work, and that's that.
They're going on with life.
It might be. I want to also amend something from before when we were talking about the military displays, and thanks, there are a couple of texters. What happened was, initially, the military was paying the NFL.
That's what I thought.
The military was buying it.
Yeah, and DOJ,
Right. And then what happened was, in the aftermath, I guess they were forced to refund. They tried to undo everything.
Right.
So then the NFL's like, okay, well, we'll unwind that whole trade.
Yeah, because it was like a promotional aspect. Right. The military was, it was shortly after 9/11, I believe.
It was off the books.
Yeah, the Department of Justice was like, We need more servicemen and women.
Correct.
We use you guys as pretty much a commercial? And the NFL's like, yeah, you got to pay us, though.
All right, we come back. I want to have the official, actually, Alberto Riveron, who is the head of officiating. After a brief timeout, we'll have the explanation officially of what the league ruled. And I guess I'm in a position where I think they're right by their crappy rule.
And this was supposed to be the simplified version.
This segment brought to you by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business. Eric Edholm at 4, Rich Campbell, 4:40, referee Jim D, the perfect guy for today at 5 o'clock. And at some point, we're going to give away a $25 gift card to Pepe's Mexican Restaurant. So look at that. You get all sorts of stuff from the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Being that I'm in Southern California, let me quickly say this. Rams 42, Seahawks 7 in Seattle. Can I repeat that one more time? Rams 42, Seahawks 7 in Seattle. In fact, let me pause for a moment so you can repeat it to yourself and really let it sink in. Statement, hospital job, curb stomping. Call it what you want. It was all of that and more. The LA Rams went into Seattle, one of the most hostile environments in the league, and laid an absolute beating on the Seahawks. Seattle's worst loss under Pete Carroll. They went into Seattle's house and they cleared that place out before the fourth quarter started. A lot of the 12s went all LA fan with it and bounced looking to beat traffic. And Seahawk fan, we don't want to hear about the injuries. Nobody wants to hear about it. Not in that league. Scoreboard, look up at it, and thanks for coming. I'm Jim Rome.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Mattress Firm's winter slumber sale is going on now. It's winter, but you can get a free box spring when you pick out your perfect mattress. Every perfect night's sleep needs a perfect foundation, and this one is free. I was out doing a lot of driving Saturday and Sunday, and
what'd you see?
We counted from the time we started near Addison and Western to the time we arrived at Fox Valley Ice Arena. We counted 7 mattress firms.
Oh, and that's without taking any of the shortcuts that some of these mattress firms are tucked in behind.
I might have missed some.
Yeah, as we let go of 2017, Mattress Firm's year-end closeout sale is here to help you bring in 2018 in style. Get this, you could save up to 70% on your favorite name brand floor samples, including Beautyrest, Serta, and Hampton and Roads. And if you're all set on mattresses, you can top it off with sheets, pillows, and any accessory you can dream of. And for a limited time, you know we love to make sure that you're not paying anything more than you should be. So you pay 0% APR. That's 0% APR for 6 years. So you can sleep soundly knowing that you're saving.
There's all kinds of deals. That 70% is a big number, the 0% APR. But also understand that as much mattress advertising as you see and hear everywhere, Mattress Firm guarantees you can shop with confidence knowing you're getting the lowest price. They will beat any price on comparable mattresses, even ones you buy from Mattress Firm. So they will even make sure if it's a different mattress firm, you see some different price.
Bring it on back.
Bring it on back for up to 120 nights. There is no reason not to trust that you're getting the absolute best deal right now during the winter slumber sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
At Walgreens, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the 3rd year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Select stores open until midnight.
I was just at Walgreens because I'm getting a common cold. I'm sneezing, coughing, and aching. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with the right relief fast. With Vicks DayQuil and NyQuil Severe, I get the maximum strength cold and flu relief I need day or night. Swing by your local Walgreens today and start feeling even better than common. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Now with card, Vicks DayQuil and NyQuil Severe Combo Packs are $13.99 through December 23rd. Use as directed.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess. Who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice. Look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates at cbschicago.com/legal advice.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts with any sized iced coffee or iced tea for $1.50 from 3 to 6 p.m. offer. Tomorrow night, join the Scores' Jason Goff for the Tito's Talkin' Hoops series with Bobby Portis from 7 to 8 at Joe's on Weed in Chicago. Come get an inside look at the team, enjoy Tito's specials, great prizes, and meet Bobby Portis. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Landis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
First and goal at the 10. After that 69-yard pass play, Bell is flexed left. Ben in the shotgun. Gets the snap, wants to throw it.
Throws it for the touchdown to Casey Dean. Would you believe that?
Nope.
Yeah, it's not a touchdown, and I don't believe it. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. Dan, a little news that broke about 35 minutes or so ago. Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis is being suspended for 2 games. He will appeal. This is from Adam Schefter. That hit that he laid on Devontae Adams while Devontae Adams was trying to make a play on the football after an interception. It was bad. It was all sorts of bad. And Thomas Davis got fined. He got fined for a hit, I believe, the week before. So that's why he gets to double up 2 games. Thomas Davis, also a Walter Payton Man of the Year award winner as well. Did I hear this right? That Bruce Irvin is the Oakland Raiders Man of the Year nominee. If you read what I read when Bruce Irvin was coming out of West Virginia a couple of years ago when he got drafted by Seattle, he's an Atlanta dude. It was while I was in Atlanta, and dudes were calling me up left and right because the thing about Georgia football players is that everyone in the state of Georgia wants the Falcons to draft every Georgia football player. Whether you were born there, or you played high school football there, or you played at the University of Georgia, he is an Atlanta high school product. And there were some things that I would have never thought would have put him in the running for Man of the Year 4 or 5 or 6 years later. So it means that you can clean up your act, or you can fly the straight and narrow once you are afforded the resources and fame and luxury that the NFL can bring you. So, yeah, that, Thomas Davis, 2 games.
Davis has a prior history, right?
Well, yeah, last week he got fined for a borderline cheap shot.
But so this will get knocked down, right? So
it was bad.
He and Gronk will end up with the same punishment.
Think about that. And I had this dude on Twitter who was so angry. He's like, yeah, it doesn't fit your narrative. By the way, I'm tired of people using the word narrative the way they do. If all you want to do is not have the rest of your argument or discussion points together and just say, that's part of your narrative, then just say, I'm using something to eject not so coyly from the conversation. Because the use of narrative now, this dude said that on Twitter that I had a narrative against Rob Gronkowski and not Michael Evans when Michael Evans did the same thing. And I'm like, no, Michael Evans hit a guy who was talking crazy to his quarterback on the sideline while the guy was standing up. Cheap shot nonetheless. I believe Michael Evans should have been suspended for it. Rob Gronkowski, while a man was laying prone after him making a play, and the play was already whistled dead, guy still laying on the ground, Rob Gronkowski took all his weight and a Hulk smashed the back of a dude's neck and gave him a concussion and could have broken his neck. So if you think that's the same thing, you, sir, are an idiot.
Here's Alberto Riveron of the NFL, the head of officiating, on what happened on that play.
Hello, everyone. This is Al Riveron.
Hello.
I just wanted to review a play that happened in a very exciting New England and Pittsburgh game today. As we can see here, Roethlisberger completes a pass to James, and James is going to the ground as he reaches the goal line. And that's the key here. He is going to the ground. By rule, to complete the process of the catch, he must survive the ground. And by that, we mean he must maintain control of the football. As we see here, he does put the ball over the goal line extended. Once he gets there, he loses control of the football, and then the ball hits the ground. We can see here the ball touches the ground. So therefore, two things occur. He loses control of the football, and the ball touches the ground prior to him regaining control. Therefore, the ruling on the field of a touchdown was changed to an incomplete pass.
Balderdash.
I don't care. I don't like the rule.
You can bring six other dudes to explain it the same way. We might have one at five. We will have one at five. I just don't know how he's going to explain it. Our guy, Jim Deopolis, referee Jim D on Twitter.
Just so you know, as it was going on.
Hello, everyone. This is Al River on.
Hello.
Hi, Al. How are you? Hey, man.
Hey, how are we doing, everybody?
Right, Al. Hello. This is Al River on. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, dude.
We're fine, Al. Yes, don't worry. We're fine. We've been fine.
I want to talk about something that no one is talking about.
Anyone talk about Ryan Pace? He's the guy that puts this team together. So when it happened, and I saw it again, I said to my kid, that's going to be incomplete. I said, I hate this rule, but he didn't finish the catch because we all thought it was a touchdown. And I knew it.
That's as close, though, Dan. That's as close to it being a touchdown as we've seen.
He didn't
even with the Dez thing where Dez is reaching and he slams the ball down trying to get it and the ball comes away. That was like, yeah, you took a chance by slamming, just trying to get there. There was no chance taken. He pivoted on a knee, reached across.
Well, but he was falling. He was still, man, he wasn't done.
We gotta watch this video together
again. Just listen to River on again. He flat out says that he made the complete football move.
Yeah. He said it's a catch.
I think that was an unfortunate use of words.
But someone should edit it.
This is Al River on.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Yeah, how are we doing? Referee during the game said it too. He said after the player completes the catch, well, if the catch is complete, it's a touchdown. What the hell are we watching?
He didn't complete it, though. They used the wrong words. He didn't.
If everyone uses the wrong words, then everyone's wrong.
I hate the fact that they had to call it the way they did, but it's consistent.
Agree with me or not. If everyone is using the wrong word, then everyone is wrong. If everyone is just so happen to be making the same mistake,
they shouldn't.
Can that mean that everyone is wrong?
No, because by their rule, the proper call was made. No. He didn't complete the process of the catch.
All right.
Hello, everyone. This is Al River on.
Hello.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:30 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Chicago Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal. First four games between the two were decided by just one goal. Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. Bulls and Sixers tonight at the United Center. Bulls going for their sixth straight win. Joel Embiid will not play in this one. He's still dealing with back issues. The Bulls' Lauri Markkanen will be a game-time decision for the same reason. Blackhawks take on Dallas on Thursday. A struggling Patrick Sharp looks to be a healthy scratch for that one. Patrick Kane named the league's first star of the week, and the Hawks today reassigned Ville Poca to Rockford. The 4-10 Bears take on the Browns on Christmas Eve. Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson says he is stepping aside from day-to-day control immediately following the league's decision to investigate his alleged workplace misconduct. Tina Becker will take over as COO. And in Hot Stove News, the Score's Bruce Levine reporting that Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer landed in Dallas this afternoon, likely to meet with free agent pitcher Yu Darvish. This scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The hustle and bustle of the holidays can wear you down. All the shopping, cooking, and cleaning could lead to a cold or worse, the flu. Be prepared this holiday season with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner has a proven accuracy backed by more than 70 clinical studies and is available at major retailers in your area. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk.
Hello, everyone. This is Al River on...
and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, Jason, I've got something for you here.
What do you got?
A little note from the weekend, and this is one where you're going to want to play along with us. On Saturday night, Philip Rivers threw a touchdown pass to tight end Antonio Gates.
Right.
Okay?
Two old heads.
It was their 86th touchdown connection.
Wow.
Okay? It is now the second most by any quarterback receiver duo in NFL history because they passed this duo. Who did they pass?
And who are they behind?
And who are they behind?
Manning Harrison.
That's number one. Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison have the NFL record. They still need 29 more scores that they're not going to get to get to that point. And if they do get close, Marvin's going to shoot him. So they got to make sure that that doesn't happen. Now, who did they pass?
Young Rice.
Nice. Come on, at least.
What do you want from me? You want me to use wrong answers? And I didn't see that.
Brain on bread. No, I'm saying. Well, great. Okay.
No,
well, there goes
I'm
that.
Sorry, Dan.
Do you at least have like the rest of the top five or something?
No,
right, he's all Carrolson over here.
That's all I had.
Did we say Irvin and Aikman and play along? No.
I thought it was going to be Irvin Aikman. I was like, oh, Montana and Young would split.
You know
the difference there.
Aikman wasn't
annoying.
I'm sorry, buddy. Aikman wasn't a prolific touchdown thrower. Like, he was good for like 22, 24 years, seemingly. He wasn't that high 30s guy.
25 exactly. himself.
Okay, exactly. I've got another one for you then.
What? Okay.
Gronk and Brady.
No, this is a completely different question. And USA Today does a list of these on Mondays.
It's going to go to Dale Bowman's part of the paper. How many muskies
went frying perch? Right. Okay. He put me in that column, by the way.
I saw. Congrats, man. I know you have a lot of respect for Dale, so I know that's a big deal.
Dale is the truth.
Yeah.
Dale is the truth. And what I loved about it, too, is he asked, he sends me a note asking for a recommended wine pairing for fried yellow perch because it's a record winter so far for yellow perch in Michigan. And there are a few things that are better in life than just a simply a pan-fried piece of yellow perch.
You got to go white, right, with fish?
Well, he wanted to go with beer, but I've got one of my buddies at the gym, one of my steam room guys, Mateo Ramos, owns Bodega Ramos, which is a terrific little indie wine bar, sort of boutique wine shop, I should say. It's not a bar. It's a wine bodega on Diversey. And so I asked him, and he's like, he's really starting to think through it, and he's like a specific dry Prosecco or an Oregon Pinot Gris. So Dale Bowman writes it up, and he puts it in there. It was all very cool, and it was a nice little Facebook link to the bodega.
Oh, good for you!
And then, this is the best part. The best part is that, and then he puts in the wine recommendation, and Dale's like, well, I tried it with a cheap Pinot Grigio. Because he's got the whole man of the people thing going. Right. It's like, you can have your highfalutin wines that I can't pronounce. I'm going with a cheap Pinot Grigio and loving it. No.
More than that?
What?
$31?
For a cheap Pinot Grigio?
No, I'm saying. Was he saying that he went cheap when he had to buy big?
I drank it out of a boot.
That's what it sounded like. I poured a little of my homemade wine in a hiking boot. That was good enough for me. I'm Dale Bowman.
Right. He had to slum it. He had to pretend like he slummed it, but he actually went big is what I thought.
All right, so here you go.
What we got?
Bills running back LeSean McCoy reached 10,000 career rushing yards in the win against the Dolphins.
Right.
He did it on his 2,145th carry. Right. It puts him in elite company. Only four players reached 10,000 yards in fewer carries.
In fewer carries?
In fewer carries. Who reached 10,000 yards in fewer carries than Shady McCoy?
Eric Dickerson?
No.
Edgerrin James?
No.
Jamal Charles?
No, I'm so glad you're getting these wrong.
LaDainian Tomlinson?
LaDainian?
Nope.
Barry?
Yes. That's one.
Emmett? Rosner.
Barry Rosner.
Not Emmett, right?
No.
No. Roger Craig?
Nope.
Ricky Waters?
No.
Thurman Thomas?
Nope.
OJ?
Yep. Barry Sanders and OJ Simpson are two. You need two more.
Peyton Hillis.
What about Peyton Hillis?
Right. Oh, 10,000 means some staying power.
But like this point isn't staying power.
I'm just saying, to get to that, though, you have to have at least four or five really, really good years.
Yeah, like Terrell Davis would be a guess, but he never got the 10,000.
Yeah, but these last...
That's what I'm saying. 10,000 yards is a different kind of
marker. These last two are not known, but this is not about staying power. This is about getting there as fast as you possibly can.
I understand, but to have 10,000, you have to have had some damn good years.
Yes.
You guys say Clinton Portis?
No, not yet.
Are you saying Clinton Portis?
Yes.
No, it's wrong.
Damn it, why'd you do that like that?
No.
You made us feel good about it.
Curtis Martin.
Nope.
Yeah, Curtis was a...
Curtis Interruptus. No.
Oh, my God. No Edgerrin James on the Edgerrin head.
How about... Here's a shot in the dark. Jamal Lewis.
Jamie Lewis.
No.
He had the 2,000-yard year, as I was thinking that.
He also had some of the
Marcus Allen?
Worst analysis nope. I've ever been around in my life,
Not
too.
Marcus Allen.
Gale Sayers didn't get to 10,000.
He did not.
He was hurt before that.
Leury Garcia.
Here we go.
Chris Johnson isn't at 10,000.
Well, then don't say his name. I think he might be. But no, he's not one.
No. Herschel? No, Herschel didn't get to damn 10,000. I don't know. Give us the other two, jerk.
I will not. Come on.
Why not?
Because you should know these.
Oh, so last trivia.
Yeah, you're Mr. Trivia Brainiac.
Last trivia was too quick for him. This one, I'm just supposed to know.
All right, well.
Would you have known these names?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't. You're a damn liar.
I'm not a damn liar.
Yes, you
are. Actually would have known. I would have known these names.
Are we looking like era?
No.
Decade. No? You don't want that?
No.
No, you should. No, you shouldn't need that. We'll figure this out after a brief timeout.
Oh, that's a tease?
Well, it doesn't have to be.
This isn't worth the hair on my. What?
It doesn't. Hey, you made it that. You could have gotten them already.
Sorry if I'd have gotten them.
That's on you.
How about Peyton? Did we say Walter?
How about Jim
yet?
Brown, Walter Payton?
Jim Brown, yes.
Walter Payton?
No.
So we've got 3/4 of the way there.
We've got one more guy, and we'll find out after this.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
At Walgreens, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically, my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Hershey's Kisses are 2 for $6 or $3.99 each, valid through 12/23.
Here for Xfinity, the future of awesome. We are an app generation. You know why? Because we've got all those apps on our phones, and it'd be cool if some of those apps would be on our television. Well, guess what? Xfinity and the X1 DVR HD box has a couple of those apps that you like to use so much on your phone. One of them is YouTube. I can get old episodes of The Loud House for the Kid or SpongeBob SquarePants or Sprouts or whatever I need right there on my YouTube app. All I gotta do is say apps into the blue microphone on my X1 voice remote, or Netflix, which I have been all about. Where have I been all my life without Netflix? I just started getting into Netflix the last, I don't know, a couple of months or so, 3 months. I know I'm late. I know the Netflix and chill generation is looking down at me right now and saying, oh, shame on you. But I am almost finished with Narcos. They just shot Pablo Escobar on a roof, and I can't wait to go home and continue it right there on my Xfinity X1 box. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months. When you bundle both, call 1-800-XFINITY right now or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends New Year's Eve. It's right around the corner here, December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Right now, your Hyundai dealers have the best deals of the season, but only if you make the nice list.
Is that a legal caveat? Because I'm pretty sure I made the naughty list.
Well, we on the nice list get nice things, like an available panoramic sunroof on the Tucson.
Seems to me that available turbocharged engine leads more toward naughty.
Well, having available Blue Lane connected car service on the new Sonata is super nice.
Sure, just like 3 available driving modes, including that mischievous sport mode on the Santa Fe Sport.
Okay.
Naughty or nice, there's a Hyundai for everyone. Get some of the best deals of the season on select models at the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, going on now. Hurry in and lease the 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. Offers end 1-2-18. Call 877-248-1585 for more details.
Nothing cures the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Mega Millions jackpot. And now that jackpot is more than $200 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Mega Millions tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play today. And remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
So I feel like I should be disqualified because, you know, during the commercial breaks, I take a glance at the text line. And no, I forgot that we were asking these questions, so a lot of people jumped in with their answers. So I'll just go with the people's answers. Is Marshall Faulk the guy?
It is not.
Is Adrian Peterson the guy?
It is.
So Adrian Peterson, Jim Brown, who else did we say?
Barry Sanders and O.J. Simpson. The only people to get to 10,000 faster than LeSean McCoy.
LeSean is a dynamic player. He's just played on teams where you haven't had to see them in postseason glory.
Well, the guy that is jumping off the screen at me right now every time he touches the ball is Todd Gurley. That he is just, you talk about absolute hair on fire. I mean, whether he's racing to the edge or whether he's taking on a potential tackler as if, I'm going to step on your neck. You know, I'm going to beat you to the spot, and if you want to meet me there, we're going to have some speaks on this collision. There's stuff going on.
He was the prettiest football player I had seen in I don't know how long, probably since Adrian Peterson or Larry Fitzgerald, the year before he got hurt at Georgia. Damn, he was doing everything. Kickoff returns, going back there for punt returns, line up in the slot. Because when he came out, he went to the school as a wide receiver. He was a big guy. But, you know, he's angular, like Eddie George is, like, you know, some of these taller running backs, 6'1", 6'2", guys where you're like, he's going to take DeMarco Murray, you know, that kind of body type.
There are certain guys who I've always liked running, and some of them weren't even great players, but just had a style that was really telegenic every time they touched the ball. Mm-hmm. We'll give you two names. One, you're going to get mad at me, and somewhere Terry is going to yell at his radio when he hears this. But before he started to take too many hits, Marion Barber. When Marion Barber was spry, he
University of Minnesota, it was like, wow.
And his teammate there,
Penix?
Who came to the Patriots.
Maroney.
And just ran himself to death.
Yeah, Lawrence
was
Maroney.
Lawrence Maroney.
With the hair flying.
Yes, and Lawrence, coming at you. You're talking about the rolling ball of butcher knives that John Gruden talks about. That you can't survive running like that, but it's at that level of football, it's great to see. It's like the old, what was the Richard Pryor bit about Jim Brown, right? Where they get back to the huddle and the quarterback, all right, 28, we're going to set a pick on this side. We're going to pass it. Hey, give me the ball. He didn't hope it about it. No matter what play was called, he let the quarterback get through this long thing. Give me the ball.
They are the best team in the NFC, aren't they? If you look at top to bottom, I don't know, even though he, like I said 2 weeks ago, Case Keenum is going to get top five MVP votes. And the Minnesota thing if you watch them week in and week out, Mike Zimmer is one of the top five coaches to me in the NFL because they don't mess around and do anything outside of what they know how to do, and they execute it to a T. If you look at their trap games, the games that you think a team like that should let down, they don't let down. The only games that they have lost, too, they've been close in two of them, and I think one of them was the Dalvin Cook injury where he literally fumbled the ball right when they were going to go down to score, and that was the end of his season. So that Minnesota team is a tightly ran ship, but I don't know if at some point Case Keenum's got to be Case Keenum, right? And if Philadelphia's got their backup quarterback and without their left tackle and Jason Peters, and there's some defensive some linebacker injuries that they seemingly go through every single year that I worry about as well. But with Carson Wentz, we thought that they were the best team in the NFC. So you've got the two teams that are ahead of the LA Rams right now in the standings in the NFC without their starting quarterbacks and some issues. You know, maybe Minnesota's a little bit better in the long haul because Case Keenum has been there from the start. But I don't know what the argument would be against having the LA Rams as the best team in the NFC. And it's not just what they did to the Seattle Seahawks yesterday. That helps. Don't get me wrong. But week in, week out, that team is putting up points. We've talked about the Rams in a defensive mindset for years, 3 or 4 years, where they just keep drafting terrific defensive players, and Jeff Fisher puts something together because he's a good defensive coordinator. But that team, and you talk about teams that are and the only thing that'll keep you from taking that full leap is that this is the first year that you've seen it out of Jared Goff. You know, so you're like, all right, at some point he's got to be the young player at that position that hasn't seen everything. But that team, they put up points. The trades that they've made in the offseason and the acquisition at head coach, where they've got their little gadget players who matter just enough, and Farrell Cooper and the other little, you know, tiny dude that runs around there as well.
That's the other little tiny dude out here.
They got Woods, they got Watkins. I mean, they got a nice little whip there. And the defense is still playing good football too. That might be the best team in the NFC.
This segment's brought to you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit, 800-294-7417, 800-294-7417. Eric Edholm is going to be joining us just after the top of the hour. He takes us around the league. There's a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. We'll talk Bears with Rich Campbell at 4:40. We had that nice Bears day off that allowed me to go see the Star Wars movie, and I love morning matinees. One of my favorite things for big movies, big long movies, is to go there for, you know, the 11:30, got the tickets ahead of time, and then we got out, and the next showing after that one, man, the two lines snaked all the way out around.
That's why the greatest invention ever is Fandango, because you can get your seats reserved.
See, I don't...
The days of having to show up early to a damn movie theater are gone.
I don't like reserved seating in movies.
What?
I don't.
What kind of communist are you?
I don't. I like to
get... You like showing up at a movie and getting whatever seat is presented to you?
I don't like wanting to see a movie, and then you look, and like there's only two seats available, and they're the two down near the front. There's only like 30 seats in some of these theaters. Everything's got a table, and it's a recliner.
What's wrong with you?
It's awesome.
You don't like convenience?
It's not necessarily convenient because you don't.
It tells you that you probably shouldn't buy tickets to this theater because these are the only ones available. That's very convenient for me. But not to walk into a theater and peruse the scene for 2 minutes and know I don't have a seat.
Plus, you can just walk in whenever you feel like and skip the trailers. I don't know if you're a trailers person, but they don't start movies till like half hour till after they say. So I hate sitting there waiting because by the time the movie gets going, you're ready to get up out of there.
It's great if you get the seats you want, but some of these I'm very particular about not being too close. I mean, that it would mean that if everything becomes reserved seat, I'm just not going to get to as many movies.
But you could just buy the tickets when the movie comes out.
But I can't plan it weeks in advance.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying I'm better off.
You can get a week look. I think they give you a 6 or 7 day outlook on Fandango.
I'd rather they just pull out the tables and put more seats in there.
Tables. You talking about like Cine Bistros? You talking about like Block 37s?
All the ones that I've been to that have reserved seating have everything is a full recliner and a table on this side, a table on this side. It's like going to a cabaret.
Well, for your popcorn, so you don't have to keep the butter in your lap, fam.
Like, why is that popcorn?
So you want a movie? Why don't you just build a movie theater in your house?
I kind of did.
Well, so then why? there's no problem then.
No, it just, I don't need all of the extra bells and whistles. I just have a movie theater.
the reserve seating is the bells and the whistles. The reserve.
No, just, what happened with reserve seating is they've
heard anyone be against reserve seating at a movie theater.
The theaters end up with not enough seats in them. You end up with a total of like 50 seats when you could have 100 in there.
Well, if you've got a theater playing Star Wars on the first weekend in a small theater, that's on them.
This is just a regular, normal theater.
You reserved it for your big auditoriums, your biggest...
Right, they generally don't have reserved seating. In the big auditoriums...
I go to the Icon over here in the South Loop. Oh, the only two theaters I go to now are the Icon and the South Loop, and if I'm slumming it right over here on Illinois, by the old station, by NBC.
Yeah, that's not reserved.
Are you sure?
A normal theater.
I don't know. Maybe that's why I don't go there anymore. If you don't have reserved seats, I'm not showing up. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to fight your badass kids, and then all of a sudden you want to sit next to somebody. No, 4 and 5, player. That's what we bought, 4 and 5.
There was a guy next to me that turned around and told a kid to shut up right before the movie, too. This guy was there with
shut up.
He was just like, he was there with his little daughter, and these two guys, they're high school kids.
Well, you can tell when people are going to be those people.
Well, that's what, and he kind of gave me a look, and I kind of gave him a look, and this guy was not having any of it. He turned around and goes, "Hey, you're going to have to shut up right now and stay shut up."
Well, that's not.
And the kid looked at him like,
that's probably not the way you should go about it.
I was like, ooh, okay.
What I do is the loud shh. And then I, you know, obnoxiously do that a couple of times.
I like the passive aggressive, just turn like,
I'm good at that. When you hear like a notification goes off on someone's phone, you pick yours up and shine. Oh, look, mine is off. How crazy is that? Yeah. But telling someone to shut up, that could lead to other things. So maybe you should word it a little bit differently, John Fox. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. He doesn't like reserved seating in movie theaters because he's a caveman. We'll come back and talk to Eric Edholm about the rest of the NFL.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington style for everyone. Eric Edholm on the NFL next on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, the comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score sent you.
Hey, it's Danny Parkins from the Spiegel.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
At Walgreens, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yep, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically, my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Select stores open until midnight.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious, engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knaus is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knaus.com.